once again, this is Bruce Cameron welcoming you to Come All Ye for another program of folk music here on 2MCE, community radio in the central west of New South Wales. Are you a saint or a sinner? This song might help you make up your mind.
Sunday morning in our town, and I sat on my steps and stared at the ground, and I bowed my head while the shuffle passed all the saints being called to morning mass. And way off in the distance they rang a bell, way off in the distance they rang a bell, and it rang for the saints and sinners as well. Way off in the distance they rang a bell. I remember the lessons at Sunday school, and I can't help but think that maybe I'm the fool, but I've seen those signs of greater joy and the sorrow of my fellow man. And way off in the distance they rang a bell, way off in the distance they rang a bell, and it rang for the saints and sinners as well. Way off in the distance they rang a bell, and here we stand while life rushes past between the first breath and the last. And here we stand between east and west, and here we stand between birth and death. And way off in the distance they rang a bell, rang for the saints and sinners as well. Way off in the distance they rang a distance, they rang a bell.
opening Come All Ye today, we had two tracks from an album called River Waiting by a Northern Irish group called Conla, C-O-N-N-L-A. We heard Saints and Sinners and a second track called Pilot. I think that band won some prizes for that album. It was released, I think, 2019. And a good one too. On we go now to a song called Shale Town. It comes to us from a group called Red Tail Ring. I'm not sure if they've got more than one album, but I'm quite fond of this one. It's called Fall Away Blues. You can look them up, redtailring.com, that'll find them. Laurel Primo playing fiddle and banjo, and Michael Beecham playing guitar and banjo, and they come from Kalamazoo, Michigan. This is Shale Town. Thank you. had another double play there, two tracks from the group Red Tail Ring, or the duo Red Tail Ring. That was Camp Meeting on the 4th of July. Great old time tune, that one. And before that, the song Shale Town. You're listening to Come All Ye, and here's a group that I haven't played for a while, the Blind Boys of Alabama. From an album called God Don't Never Change, the songs of Blind Willie Johnson. This song's called Mother's Children Have a Hard Time.
Motherless children have a hard time when mother is gone.
Mother is gone.
Motherless children have a hard time when mother is gone.
Mother is gone.
They don't have nowhere to go.
When mother is gone,
mother is gone.
Nobody on earth can take mother's place. Many will start and then just fade away. Nobody,
nobody treats
you like mother will.
Mother
yeah,
when
yeah.
Show up. Mother is gone.
Some people say that sister will do when mother is gone.
Mother is gone.
Some people say that sister will do when mother.
Have a hard time when mother's gone.
Blind Boys of Alabama with Blind Willie Johnson's song called Mother's Children Have a Hard Time, even though they sing motherless children have a hard time. That's what Blind Willie Johnson used to sing as well, Motherless Children, but he did record it under the title Mother's Children Have a Hard Time. So I'm not going to argue with that. Blind Boys of Alabama from an album called God Don't Never Change, the songs of Blind Willie Johnson. Play a couple more and then I'll introduce you to the featured album. First one is The Blackbird, and a second tune with it is Corny Is Coming, a couple of well-known tunes played by Andrew Finn McGill playing fiddle, Vincent Fogarty on bouzouki, and Killian Vallady playing Eland pipes. And we'll change the tempo a bit for the second one. East Texas Red, pretty much a cowboy song that Arlo Guthrie is going to sing it with the Dillards. It's a Woody Guthrie composition, East Texas Red. But first, The Blackbird and Corny Is Coming. And Woody Guthrie definitely did not compose either of those tunes.
Thank you. the scrubble timber of the southeast Texas gulf. They're used to ride a brakeman and a brakeman double tough. He worked the town of Kilgore and Longview 9 miles down. Us travelers called him East Texas Red, the meanest bull around. If you rode by night or by broad daylight, in the rain or snow or sun, you'd always see little East Texas Red sporting his smooth running gun. Well, the tail got switched down the stems and the mains, and everybody said that the toughest dick on them shiny eyes was little East Texas Red. It was early in the morning, long towards 9 or 10, when a couple of boys on the hunt of a job stood in the blizzard of wind. Hungry and cold, they knocked on the doors of the working folks around for a piece of meat or a spud or two to boil their stew around. Red come down the cinder dump, waved old number two. He kicked their bucket over a bush and he dumped out all of their stew. One traveler said, "Mr. East Texas Red, better get your business fixed right, 'cause you're gonna ride your little black train just 1 year from tonight." Red just laughed as he climbed the bank, swung on the side of a wheel. The boys caught a tanker to Seminole and westward to Amarillo. They struck them a job of oil field work and they followed the pipeline down. And it took them lots of places till that year had rolled around. It was on one cold and wintry day they hitched them a gulf-bound train. They beat their way across the froze gumbo to the scrubble flats again, over the sandy hills and hard froze roads where the cotton and wagons roll. Suits of clothes and their overcoats, they walked into a store. They paid the man for some meat and stuff to boil their stew once more. The ties they tracked back to the yards till they came to the same old spot where East Texas Red just 1 year ago had dumped their last depot. The smoke of their fire went higher and higher, and a man come down the ladder. His head ducked low in the blizzardy wind, and he waved old number 9. Red come down the cinder dump till he come to the same old spot. There was the same two men again around that same depot. Red went to his knees and he hollered, "Please don't pull that trigger on me. I never did get my business fixed." But Red never got his say. A gun wheeled out of an overcoat and it laid the old one too. If Red lay dead as the other two men sat down to eat their stew.
East Texas Red got his just desserts, didn't he? All over a bowl of stew. That's Arlo Guthrie with one of his father's songs. Before that, The Blackbird with Corny Is Coming, two tunes played by Andrew Finn McGill playing fiddle, Vincent Fogarty playing bouzouki, and Killian Vallely playing Elan pipes. And with Arlo Guthrie on East Texas Red was the Dillards. They've been around a long time. Okay, it's time for the featured album to hit the airwaves. It's from a group called the Maxwell Quartet. And the Maxwell Quartet, not the usual fare for this program. This is pretty much chamber music, but they do play quite a few Scottish tunes on the album, which is called Gather. So the Maxwell Quartet, four friends who grew up playing folk and classical music together in youth orchestras and music schools across Scotland, or three of them anyway, are Scottish. There's two violinists, Colin Scobie from Edinburgh and George Smith from Aberlemno, which is in Angus. The cellist is Duncan Strachan from Dundee. He grew up in Lochaber in the West Highlands. And the viola player is Elliot Perks, who comes from that hotbed of Scottish traditional music, Surrey. So three of them, Scottish, and Elliot, the English component. Yes, they've officially began in 2010 at the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland, and the founding members met as postgrad students there. They went on to perform widely across Scotland and established a reputation for delighting audiences with their unaffected enthusiasm, according to the North Highland Times, and backed up by the Strathairn Herald, who said their panache and conviction was palpable. Since those days, the quartet's performed at festivals right across the UK, as well as touring in Europe and the USA. They've released albums, at least two albums, with a strong focus on Haydn's string quartets. One of those albums included some Scottish material. Most of their repertoire, live repertoire anyway, is chamber music, but they still believe folk music is the root and the fundament of classical music. Their approach aims to marry the two together in a unique, free and meaningful way because, quote, every melody is a song, every rhythm a dance. Very good. So, from the featured album Gather, this is the Maxwell Quartet. The first track we'll hear is definitely traditional stuff. This is two Scottish tunes, Fisher Row and Noose and the Gillies. Now, I thought that's an interesting combination. I've heard these tunes before, and I scoured my record collection, yes folks, record, and found an old album from 1997 called The Carrying Stream by a wonderful Scottish group called Ossian. They recorded this same medley. So see what you think. I won't play the Ossian version, but I will play the Maxwell Quartet. Thank you. There we go. That's the first track from the featured album on today's program, provided by the Maxwell Quartet. The album is called Gather. We heard Fischero and The Noose and the Gillies. I hope you're going to enjoy this. We've got another few to play from that album, and I think they're very good. It's nice to have a bit of an introduction of the classics to folk music, and vice versa. Another Scottish track now. This is called Glen Logie from the group Back of the Moon. Lovely album called Luminosity. I'll follow that with Un Ange pour tout de la Louisiane from Balfour Toujours. Who come from, you might guess, Louisiana.
Through Bankery Fair, and bonny Glen Logie was the floor o'er there. There were 99 nobles sat at the king's dine, and bonny Glen Logie was the floor o' twice nine. Down came Jeannie Gordon, she came tripping down the stair, and she's chosen Glen Logie out of all that was there. She called on his footpage, but run by his side, saying, "What's this young man, and where does he bide?" Well, he styled Glen Logie when he is at him, and he's all the noble Gordons, Lord John is his name. Glen Logie, Glen Logie, in ye will prove kind, oh my love is laid on ye, who have told ye my mind. Well, the Gordon turned lightly, as the Gordons does all. Oh, thank you, Jeannie Gordon, as I'm promised and napkins to tie up her head. Oh, lay me down gently, put my face to the wall, tack the rings frae my fingers with jewels and all. But her feathers in chaplain been a man o' great skill, write a great letter and indite it at will. Glen Logie, Glen Logie, gin ye are at him, oh, this lady's love's laid on ye, but she die in her prime. When Glen Logie got the letter, he was among men, and it soon spake Glen Logie, "What's this young woman mean? Go saddle me the black horse, go saddle me the brown. Bonnie Jeannie O'Bethelny will be deeded a wear."
maiden. But reading Rosie grew she when she kent it was ham. Turn round, Jeannie Gordon, turn to your right side, for it's all been a bridegroom, and he'll be my bride. Now Jeannie's got married, and our talk has done told. Bonnie Jean, oh, befell me, save 16 years old, befell me.
j'avais les beaux souliers que ma mignonne, ma mignonne. Si j'avais les beaux souliers que ma mignonne m'a donné.
Si j'avais les beaux souliers que ma mignonne, ma mignonne. Si j'avais les beaux souliers que ma mignonne m'a donné.
Mes souliers cirés et belles et dorés. Mes souliers songes, ma mignonne, ma mignonne.
Mes souliers songes, ma mignonne, mes amours.
Si j'avais le beau chapeau que ma mignonne, ma mignonne. Si j'avais le beau chapeau que ma mignonne m'a donné.
Si j'avais le beau chapeau que ma mignonne, ma mignonne. Si j'avais le beau chapeau que ma mignonne m'a donné.
Le chapeau tu pèques les peaux, mes souliers cirés, avec l'œil doré. Mes souliers songes, ma mignonne, ma mignonne.
Mes souliers songes, ma mignonne, mes amours.
Si j'avais le beau collier que ma mignonne, ma mignonne. Si j'avais le beau collier que ma mignonne m'a donné.
Si j'avais le beau collier que ma mignonne, ma mignonne. Si j'avais le beau collier que ma mignonne m'a donné.
Le collier du pain forêt, le capot du pain grippeau, mes souliers cirés, et bel oeil doré, mes souliers songes, ma mignonne, ma mignonne,
mes souliers songes, ma mignonne, mes amours.
Si j'avais la belle chemise que ma mignonne, ma mignonne. Si j'avais la belle chemise que ma mignonne m'a donné.
Si j'avais la belle chemise que ma mignonne, ma mignonne. Si j'avais la belle chemise que ma mignonne m'a donné.
La chemise du pain la brise, le collier du pain forêt, le capot du pain grippeau, mes souliers cirés, et bel oeil doré, mes souliers songes, ma mignonne, ma mignonne,
mes souliers songes, ma mignonne, mes amours.
Ma mignonne, si j'avais les belles bretelles que ma mignonne m'a donné.
Si j'avais les belles bretelles que ma mignonne, ma mignonne. Si j'avais les belles bretelles que ma mignonne m'a donné.
Les bretelles du pain dinelle, la chemise du pain la prise, le collet du pain forêt, le chapeau du pain crépeau, mes souliers cirés à belle œillère dorée.
Mes souliers sont rouges, ma mignonne, ma mignonne.
Mes souliers sont rouges, ma mignonne, mes amours. Si j'avais les belles culottes que ma mignonne, ma mignonne. Si j'avais les belles culottes que ma mignonne m'a donné.
Si j'avais les belles culottes que ma mignonne, ma mignonne. Si j'avais les belles culottes que ma mignonne m'a donné.
Les culottes du pain capote, les bretelles du pain dinelle, la chemise du pain la prise, le collier du pain forêt, le capot du pain grippeau, mes souliers cirés, mes souliers d'or, mes souliers sont rouges, ma mignonne, ma mignonne.
Mes souliers sont rouges, ma mignonne, mes amours. Si j'avais des beaux chaussons que ma mignonne, ma mignonne. Si j'avais des beaux chaussons que ma mignonne m'a donné.
Les chaussons du pain lozon, les culottes du pain capote, les bretelles du pain snelle, la commis du pain la prise, le collier du pain forêt, le capot du pain grippeau, mes souliers cirés, mes souliers d'or, mes souliers sont rouges, ma mignonne, ma mignonne.
Mes souliers sont rouges, ma mignonne, mes amours. Si j'avais la belle cravate que ma mignonne, ma mignonne. Si j'avais la belle cravate que ma mignonne m'a donnée.
La cravate du père Moffat, les chaussons du père Lozon, les culottes du père Capote, les bretelles du père Snell, la commune du père La Prise, le collier du père Forêt, le capot du père Grépeau, mes souliers cirés, mes souliers d'or, mes souliers sont rouges, ma mignonne, ma mignonne.
Mes souliers sont rouges, ma mignonne, mes amours.
Two songs in French, both from North America, but from places about 2,500 kilometres apart. First one, Un ange pour tout de la Louisiane, from Louisiana, the group Balfa Toujours. which sort of means an angel for all of Louisiana, literally, but who knows, in that patois it could mean anything else. Then the second one was from the Yves Lambert Trio from Quebec. It was Les Repos de ma Mignonne, and I'm not at all sure about the translation of that one. It sort of means the tinsel of my small and delicate, or my cutie, or something. So I'm very sorry for all those fluent French speakers who probably couldn't understand my accent anyway. Les Repos de ma Mignonne with Real à Chabot. Yves Lambert Trio, the album is Laissez courir les chiens. Now it's time for another one from the featured album, changing the tempo considerably. This is Meg McRae and a wonderful tune called Father John McMillan of Barra. Featured album is Gather. The group is the Maxwell Quartet.
Thank you. The morning was fine, the sun brightly did shine, the diggers were working away. When the inspector of traps said, now my fine chaps, we'll go license Upton today. Some went this way, some that, some to Bendigo flat, and a lot to the White Hills did tramp. Whilst others did bear up towards Golden Square, and the rest of them kept round the camp. Each turned his eye to the holes close by, expecting on some down to drop. But not one could they nail, for they'd given them leg bail. Diggers aren't often caught on the hop. That little word, Joe, that most of you know, is a signal that traps are quite near. Made them all cut their sticks, and they hooked it like bricks. I believe you, my boys, no fear. Now a tall, ugly trap, he espied a young chap, up the gully and catching like fun. So he quickly gave chase, but it was a hard race, for mind you, that digger could run. Down the hole with a pop, while the bobby up top says, come up, shaking his staff. Young man of the crown, if you want me, come down, for I'm not to be caught with such chaff. Of course you'd have thought the sly fox he had caught by lugging him out of the hole. But his crush had no fear, quite scorned the idea of burrowing the earth like a mole. But wiser by half, he put down his staff, and as onwards he went, sung he. When it comes down a drive, whether dead or alive, he may stay till doomsday for me.
A familiar voice there of Warren Fay, and the song Where's Your License? Warren usually has collaborators on his own recorded work, and in that case, his collaborator was Luke Webb. The album is called The World Turned Upside Down. Another double play now. I'm going to take two tracks from the self-titled album by the group 3 Miles Stone. Marla Fibish playing mandolin, Aaron Schrader playing fiddle, Richard Mandel on guitar. It's Irish music. They come from San Francisco. 3 Miles Stone, they take their name from a village in Cornwall. This is Heather on the Moor, first of all. Then a nice medley of tunes that have been put together very carefully and indeed have been stolen very carefully by various musicians, including me. We'll hear The Gypsy Princess, Granny in the Corner, and Fleur de Mandragore. This is 3 Miles Stone.
Heather on the moor, over the heather, over the moor and among the heather. I chanced to roam some miles from home, among the beautiful blooming heather, and it's heather on the moor. As I roved out of a bright May morning, calm and clear was the weather. I chanced to roam some miles from home, among the beautiful blooming heather, and it's heather on the moor. Over the heather, over the moor, and among the heather. I chanced to roam some miles from home, among the beautiful blooming heather, and it's heather on the moor. As I roved along with my hunting song, and my heart as light as any feather, I met a pretty maid along her way. She was tripping the dew down from the heather, and it's heather on the moor. Over the heather, over the moor, and among the heather, I met a pretty maid all on her way. She was stripping the dew down from the heather, and it's heather on the moor. Where are you going to, my pretty fair maid? Over hill or dale, come tell me whether. Quite modestly she answered me, to the keeping of these lambs together, and it's heather on the moor. Over the heather, over the moor, and among the heather. Quite modestly she answered me, to the keeping of these lambs together, and it's heather on the moor. Thank you. finest day in summer. We sat on the red city beams as the sun came a-sparkling down among the heather and its heather on the moor, over the heather, over the moor and among the heather. We sat till the red setting beams of the sun came a-sparkling down among the heather and its heather on the moor. Up she rose and away she goes, her face and name I know not either. But if I was king, I'd make her queen, the best I met among the heather and its heather on the moor. Over the heather, over the moor and among the heather. If I was king, I'd make her queen, the last I met among the heather and its heather on the moor. Over the heather, over the moor and among the heather. And if I was king, I'd make her queen, the last I met among the heather and its heather on the moor. Over the heather, over the moor and among the heather. And if I was king, I'd make her queen, the bonny lass I met among the heather and its heather on the moor.
Thank you.
final tune in the medley there is called Fleur de Mandragore. And I can remember when I first heard it in recorded form, I thought, oh, that's just, it's too clever. It's too tricky. I don't care for it. But it grew on me, by golly gosh. Fleur de Mandragore. And preceding it in the medley, the Gypsy Princess and Granny in the Corner from the group 3 Mile Stone, and opening the double play, the song Heather on the Moor. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE, 92.3 in Bathurst, 94.7 in Orange, all over the place on www.2mce.org.
John Barleycorn is a hero, bold as any in the land. His fame has stood for ages good and shall forever stand. The whole wide world respects him, no matter friend or foe. And where they be that makes to free, he's sure to lay them low. Hey, John Barleycorn, oh, John Barleycorn, old and young, thy praises song. John Barleycorn, to see him in his pride of grow, his robes are rich and green, his head is filled with goodly beef, fit knight to serve the queen. And when the harvest time comes around and John is stricken down, he'll use his blood for England's good and Englishmen's renown. Hey, John Barleycorn, oh, John Barleycorn, old and young, thy praises sung. John Barleycorn, the lord in courtly castle, the squire in stately hall, the great of name, of birth and fame, to John for succor come. He bids the troubled heart rejoice, brings warmth to nature's call, makes weak men strong and old men young, and all men brave and bold. Hey, John Barleycorn, oh, John Barleycorn, old and young, thy praises song. John Barleycorn, then shout for great John Barleycorn, nor heed the luscious vine. I have no mind much charm to find in a potent draught of wine. Give me my native nut brown ale, all other drinks I'll scorn. For English cheer is English beer, our own John Barleycorn. Hey, John Barleycorn, oh, John Barleycorn, old and young, thy praises song. John Barleycorn.
I'll sing you a true song of Billy the Kid. I'll sing of the desperate deeds that he did. Way out in New Mexico, long, long ago, when a man's only chance was his own 44. When Billy the Kid was a very young lad, in old Silver City he went to the bad. Way out in the west, with a gun in his hand, at the age of 12 years, there he killed his first man.
American maidens play guitars and sing a song about Billy, their boy bandit king. Howe'er his young manhood had reached its sad end, had a notch on his pistol for 21 men. 'Twas on the same night when poor Billy died, he said to his friends, "I am not satisfied. There are 21 men I have put bullets through, and Sheriff Pat Garrett must make 22. Now this is how Billy the Kid met his fate. The bright moon was shining, the hour was late. Shot down by Pat Garrett, who once was his friend, the young outlaw's life had now come to an end.
John Barleycorn and Billy the Kid. Now, wouldn't that make a dynamic duo? Billy the Kid, sung there by the Sons of the Pioneers. A great album called Sunset on the Range. All those old cowboy songs. Nice. They're folk music. Of course they are. Before that, John Barleycorn by the Wilson Family from England. Many versions of that have been recorded, and you've heard many versions of it on this very program, which is called Come All Ye, and on which we usually have a featured album. Such as today, we have a lovely featured album, and here's another track from it. This is different from the others that I've played so far. A track called Kilmurry. I think it's pronounced Kilmurry. C-I-L-L, new word, M-H-U-I-R-E. Kilmurry by the Maxwell Quartet.
Thank you. early calm, his feathers coat hall, the broom blooms bonny and fair. There was music and minstrels and dancing mang more, but he'll never gang down to the broom on him mare. No, he'll never gang down to the broom. Oh Willie, what makes thee in pain? The broom blooms bonny and fair. I have lost a sheathen knife that I'll never see again, for we'll never gang down to the broom on him mare. No, we'll never gang down to the broom. There are ships, o' oh, your feathers, sailing on the sea. The broom blooms bonny and fair. That will bring as good a sheath and a knife unto thee, and we'll never gang down to the broom on him mare. Oh, we'll never gang down to the broom. There are ships, oh my feathers, sailing on the sea. The broom blooms bonny and fair, but sick a sheath and knife they can never bring to me. They will never gang down to the broom on him mare. Oh, we'll never gang down to the broom. When will he come? These feathers coat hall, the broom's bonny and fair. There was music and minstrels and dancing among them all.
That was Wumpy's and the Broom Blooms Bonnie. Try saying Broom Blooms Bonnie 5 times very quickly after 17 whiskies. No, I've not tried that. That was Jamie McMenemy from an album called The Road to Kerouac. Jamie McMenemy used to be in Battlefield Band. He might have been in the first incarnation of Battlefield Band. Then he moved to Brittany. And that's where Kerouac is. Indeed, the road to Kerouac is there as well. Before Kerouac, we heard another one from the featured album. We heard Kilmurry from the Maxwell Quartet and the featured album on today's program called Gather. I haven't told you what label it's on. It's Lynn Records, L-I-N-N. I think it might even be their own label. I don't know. I'll just change the tempo rather a lot now.
Now, boys and girls, listen. I got that good old Raleigh blood tonic medicine. I'm a poet, if you don't think I'm a poet. Watch me show it. Well, a bow-leg rooster, a duck-leg hen. I made a little date about 10:30. Was it sad? All boys, was it bad? Yes, the rooster crowed and the hen turned round. Want romance, you got to run me down. Was it sad? Boy, what is bad? Well, been all the way to the Frisco Bay, to the rocks-bound coast of man. There's Mexico and Canada, travel back again. Well, I met Jim Tide in Honey Stew, tough as a cop could be. Well, I've been in Ever Jail, in the land of liberty. Now, boys, pass this medicine out. It's the best medicine in the world. This the old Indian Raleigh blood tonic. An old gal made that scholar shed on sweet George J. Brown. 2 lap feet and arms so neat as sweet George J. Brown. Well, the whole town sighed, wanna die for sweet Georgie Brown. Tell you just why, you know I don't lie, not much. It been said that she knock 'em dead when she lands in town. Since she came, well, it's a shame how she cool 'em down. There's no guy she can't get, even a guy that she never met. Cause Georgie came, Georgie named sweet Georgie Brown.
that, Friends and Neighbours, was Papa Lemon. Lemon Nash, that guy's name is, from an album called Papa Lemon, New Orleans Ukulele Maestro and Tent Show Troubadour. Fair enough. The track, Bowleg Rooster, Buckleg Hen. I'll play a final track now from the Maxwell Quartet album, just to redress the balance a little. The last one we'll hear from their featured album today includes a couple of Shetland tunes. First is a lament. I'm not sure where it comes from. It's called Macintosh's Lament. But then they move into a previously recorded, but not by them, set of two tunes, The Old Fula, sometimes called The Old Fula Reel, and Ut and In de Harbour. So they're the two Shetland tunes. And they cropped up on an album by another Scottish group, Curlew, in 1985.
Thank you.
And so we say farewell to the Maxwell Quartet. And Gather is the name of the album. That's been our featured album on the program today. We've heard a few interesting tracks combining chamber music, almost Baroque but not quite, and Scottish traditional. That last track we heard was McIntosh's Lament, The Old Fooler, and Oot and In Da Harbour. Maxwell Quartet are Colin Scobie and George Smith, both playing violins, one each. Viola played by Elliot Perks, and the cellist Duncan Strachan. I like that sound. There's a long tradition of Scottish traditional music being played by quartets, cello and viola and violin. And these guys are doing a good job, I think. They don't focus exclusively on traditional music, but they're very good. The Maxwell Quartet. You can find them at www.maxwellstringquartet.com. There they are. The name of the featured album is Gather. Now, on with the music. Here's Ry Cooder with The Chieftains.
We went down to Churubusco, but the devil got there first. The road was hard, the way was long. Churubusco was far worse. Pressed in the Union Army and ordered off to go along the southern border to the sands of Mexico. Now we come from Cork and Kerry, that emerald world has passed. My Mary would be pleased to know I'm a praying man at last. In this distressed country, little comfort do we know. My Bible is my road map on the sands of Mexico. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. The boys will harmonize a lovely Irish air. Take a message to my Mary, she's the one that's true, I know. When you saw me, I had fallen on the sands of Mexico. Now the army used us harshly, we were but trash to them. Conscripted Irish farmers, not first-class soldier men. They beat us and they banged us, mistreated us, you know. But they couldn't make us killers on the sands of Mexico. That's why we call it faith. That's why we call him Lord. That's why I threw away my Yankee sword. Our John Riley seized the day and marched us down the road. And we wouldn't slay our brothers on the sands of Mexico. Righteousness was all in vain. Irish blood was spilled once again. As I stand upon the gallows, it cheers the soul to know history will absolve us on the sands of Mexico. The sands of Mexico, the bloody sands of Mexico. La historia me absolverá on the sands of Mexico.
Ray Cooder singing The Sands of Mexico with a pretty good backing band called The Chieftains. It was from an album called San Patricio, and San Patricio was the name of a battalion, mostly Irish immigrants to America. They were volunteer soldiers. They decided it was a good idea to sign up for the US Army in the Mexican-American War. Then after they got into it, they kind of figured that maybe the Mexicans were really on the right path. The US Army didn't quite have it right. So in 1846, they deserted, joined the Mexicans as the San Patricio, like St. Patrick, battalion, and off they went. The Sands of Mexico was the name of that song, and that's where it comes from. We'll stay with an Irish theme now. We're getting towards the end of the program, but time for a little bit more music. This is one of my favourite songs by the Pogues, I have to confess. A Pair of Brown Eyes.
Gently laughing. guarda cari runs, guarda cari runs, guarda cari runs. Can I wear guarda cari runs at the back of an
I never had but twar gloves, oh twar gloves. I never had but twar gloves, and they dearly lured me.
Can I wear guarda cari runs, guarda cari runs, guarda cari runs? Can I wear guarda cari runs at the back of an
was kill at the Lowren Fair, the Lowren Fair, oh the Lowren Fair. The team was kill at the Lowren Fair, the tether turned in the deep.
Can I wear where the gaudy runs, where the gaudy runs, where the gaudy runs? Can I wear where the gaudy runs at the back of Penarchy?
A dewy day, a dewy day, a dewy day. Was nae that a dewy day, a dewy day for me?
Can I wear where the gaudy runs, where the gaudy runs, where the gaudy runs? Can I wear where the gaudy runs at the back of an archy?
Gin I wear where the Gowdy rins. The Gowdy is a river that runs at the back of Benachy, laughingly referred to as a mountain, but it's a hill behind Aberdeen in the northeast of Scotland. Song from Robin Hall and Jimmy McGregor. They were very big in Scotland in the 60s and 70s. I was very big in the 1990s and 2000s, but happy to say I've lost a lot of weight since then. Their album was called Two Heads Are Better Than Yen, as in two heads are better than one. And before that, A Pair of Brown Eyes from the Pogues, and their wonderfully titled album Rum, Sodomy and the Lash. That's it, folks. We're done. The show is over. We can all go home. Come back again real soon and there'll be more Come All Ye for you. I'm Bruce Cameron. We'll do it all again in the very near future. If you can't wait, you can listen to programs from the last X number of years on comeallye.com or www.2mce.org. You'll find podcasts, listen on demand, call it what you will. Saying good night, good morning, or goodbye right now is a bunch of crazy people called Imosima from their title, self-titled album. We're hearing Real à Jules Verrey. See you, folks. Thank you.